Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here at Berlinale 2019, and today I'm joined by Béla Tarr. Welcome, Mr. Tarr. So, to start with, where does your influence come from?
Mostly the life. What I see, it's inspiring me or not, or happening something which is serious and important for me. You know, because if you are creating something, let's say philosophy or poems or music or something, you know, what is the procedure? The author is watching the life, transforming on herself or himself, and then sharing with the people. It means the personality of the author is already there. It's someone's vision about the world. And for me, it's much more inspiring if I'm watching myself, the world.
You also been in contact with the younger generation of filmmakers from all over the world through the experience of Film Factory. I just wonder if also you get inspired by them.
Honestly, when you do this kind of job, you cannot be a filmmaker. You have to be a kind of father or parents or lover or I don't know, somebody who is protecting them from this shit. And, you know, it was 4 years in my life, this Film Factory. And this was a very great experience because, you know, we had a bunch of people from Japan, Korea, Singapore, Colombia, Brazil, Mexico, States, England, Iceland, Portugal, Spain, Poland, from everywhere. And, you know, it's, everybody has a different cultural background, different history, different religion, different skin color. And the people were different. And to understand and respect their differences, it was the main job. And it was, you needed all your empathy. And you, because my goal it was to protect them, give them chance to find themselves, to find their own style, and to give them courage to be honest and brave. And, you know, it's something. And in this case, and I never teach, because and it was personal work, face to face. I never did any lectures. Because in my opinion is, and our slogan it was, no education, just liberation. And this was the main issue. You have to be free, because if you are free, in this case, your personality starts to flowering. And this was somehow my main goal, to make you free. And of course, you have... All of them are different. It means everybody has a different style. They can find their own way. And that was what we did. They appearing slowly, and they are getting more and more strong. And I hope them. That's all. I miss this group of people because it became a kind of real family, and it was a very nice work with them.
You talked about now about, you know, one of the main concerns for you is like to make him free, but and earlier you talked about also like your will to represent life in your filmmaking. Another thing that I always notice, you know, it's apparent in your filmmaking, it's how Hungary is not just a setting, but also like a main character in your films. And I just wonder, you know, joining what we were talking about now, about the new generation, how do you think, would, you know, if you started, if you were from this generation, from, you know, this current generation, so if you started to making films right now, in current contemporary Hungary, would you have would you feel that you would have still made in films, or maybe, you know, according to the settings, you would have done something else?
It's a too sophisticated question and irreal question, because I cannot be young filmmaker anymore. And, you know, when I did it my first off, I was 22. Without any film school, without anything, without money. And we just went, we had 5 shooting days, and I did it my first feature. And I... Of course, I know so stupid to think about how can be my life if I be, let's say, again 20. Maybe I never touched the camera. Maybe.
It's also about Hungary mainly as well. You know, like the way they influenced you, or the way that also you could have portrayed it.
Honestly, it's not only Hungary. Now I'm, let's say, worldwide. And I'm seeing the life not only in Hungary. And it's not a question of a particular country, because now my way of the thinking is more universal. And I cannot separate Hungary from the other part of the world, or this context is too wide. And it's, of course, every country has different history. It means the things are not the same, but similar.
And how did the way that you look at time and you consider time, you know, when you translate from life that you want to depict, so the, you know, we call it concrete reality, to what you, that you make with films, you know, through times from the beginning of your of a filmmaking career to now, did things evolve, you know, the way that you consider time and how you can transpose it through the filmmaking and of course the editing? I'm asking mainly also because of the way that now we conceive reality and we perceive reality, that it's got so many filters today, you know, and it's almost as if time is a very big luxury.
The time is, you know, our life is happening in the space and in the time. Everybody's life. And of course, this is what the films are ignoring, because the films are treating you as a kind of kid. And they believe this kind of, storytelling, or this linear dramaturgy, it's really killing the real films. You have to learn it again, to listening for the details, to enjoying those stuffs, and to be in this screening, because it's happening with you. You cannot be only a simple viewer. And maybe this was what I learned during of these years, and let's say I was just brave enough to do in a different way. But I had a real concrete event when I understood somehow this time and space problem. I have been first time in my life in 1984 in Japan. And there it was an old, 90 years old professor who took me to the museum. And there it was a huge painting, and it was a white and just 2 black points. And the guy was telling to me, I'm sure for you the story is the 2 black points, because you came from West, because for us the white. And I was thinking about this, and afterwards I went and saw the real Knowles Theater, which it was 9 hours long. And then I said, fuck off, what is this? And it was totally everything what you heard all the time about the culture, dramaturgy, and storytelling. Everything, it's disappeared. Because you have to understand. That's why I think the people has to be, you know, they have to see the world. the whole planet, not only your village or your neighborhood or your friends, or, you know, it's so wide.
And how do you think, do you have certain ways, you know, that you can implement in your films to create this sort of, I call it almost activism, or anyway, like that relationship between you as the filmmaker and the viewer, to keep them active, you know what I mean? And not just sitting passively into the cinema. Do you think there are ways that you can translate in, you know, into images?
I don't know, really. It's in the cinema, in the movie theater, it's almost impossible. But, you know, I did a big exhibition in Amsterdam when it was different stuff, when you could be also, you had to be in, but it's also, you had more chance for reacting. And now I'm working in Vienna for the Wiener Festival, and it will be a kind of mixture of the theater and installation, motion picture, and live music. It's something looks like, I don't know, kind of performance. And that will be also different. And yeah, let's say, okay, I quit from the feature film, but I still have something to say, but not anymore on this way. And I have to find the other ways. I'm thinking and trying.
This is one little thing, and then I pass it back to you. In 1994's Bellatar, you know, with Chat and Tango, and then we're now in 2019. If you heard around between film students, or of course people that go to the cinema, that they watched your film in separate occasions, so they divide it according to, you know, like either tiredness or according to their own episodes, would you?
They are fucked up lazy people. And I don't care about them. You know what? Man, this is a movie which is 7 hours 15 minutes long. We have two intermissions. First part, it's 2 hours 20 minutes. Then after 2 hours 10 minutes. Then after 2 hours 30 minutes. Fuck off. It's not. If you go to Bayreuth to hearing Richard Wagner's opera, it's 6.5 hours. And you pay 10 times more than here. Really. And the people are dressing up and going there and hearing and watching. Or if you play the original Shakespeare's Hamlet without any cut, in this case 6 hours and half hours long, the whole Hamlet, how Shakespeare believed. Why we are thinking a fucking film has this kind of 1 hour, 1.5 hour long? Who decided? Who was this stupid guy? And the others, why they are following?
No, I asked also because right now there's this weird controversy that everyone wants to have the choice of getting, you know, little bits, but then they find themselves maybe watching this new series for 12 hours, you know, not moving from bed. So it's this weird idea of like a fake freedom between...
I don't know. I don't have television. Okay. I'm watching my friends' movies. If they do something, of course, I'm coming and watching. Okay. Or they will send me and I can watch. But I really like the new and the last Carlos Reigadas movie, but I liked it. It was brave enough. And I like Carlos as a person, and he is a friend of mine, and I'm proud of him, and I like this movie too. I think he is a good guy. But I like also Api Chapong, I like Pedro Costa, I have a lot of friends. All of them were in Sarajevo, in my film factory. The young directors has a problem, it's maybe mentally and maybe physically also, because they feel they have to fulfill some expectations. the expectations of the market, of the film industry, the society, and the money, and blah blah. And to liberate them from this kind of pressure, that was the most difficult thing. Just to tell them, hey, don't care. Fake expectations, it's not coming from you. What you are expecting from yourself, this is the real one. But from these guys.
And what is the artist's mission in nowadays society?
Up to the people. You know, somebody who has more sensibility for the social things, of course they can react. But up to them. I cannot say this is your job. You are not a politician. But I don't think you are an artist, because I never allowed any of my guys to call it themselves artists, because the art, you know what is the art? Who decided you are an artist? The people and the time. How, when, if your stuff is watchable, let's say 20 years later, in this case suspicious, it is a kind of, and still touching the people, moving the people. In this case, maybe this is a piece of art. Film workers, you are working for the people. You are doing something for the people. That simple. I was all the time just a worker. And you are, because when you do a fucking movie and going to the set at 3 o'clock in the morning, waiting for the light, and standing there in the cold, and you are freezing, and it's raining, and full of mud. What the hell is this, if it is not physical work? You are not thinking about art. You have to create a fucking human situation between the people, and you have to find a way how you are shooting.
And during the shoot, you always have that thing in mind, so like to fulfill, you know, the daily tasks and schedule, or you have some moments of, but I'm just meaning like you as a, because I can call you an artist if you don't want it or not. But
what
I just want
your criteria?
I mean, because you move me, so like I'm sorry, you have to accept it. What I mean is, if you feel that kind of emotion also during, while you were producing it and while you were shooting, or is something that only comes afterwards when the film takes shape through the, in the editing room?
No, it's during of the shooting, it's clear. You know, when you do long takes, what is the editing? Nothing. You are just collecting the long takes, and everything, it goes on the right place, and then you can see and watch. Editing is happening in the camera, in the set, and it's everything get a form there. Later you cannot do anything.
Do you miss filmmaking?
The filmmaking is a kind of drug, and I'm still junkie, but I'm strong and resisting.
Baltar, thank you so much for being with us here at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.